Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, you are. Everybody knows
and
that.
And I love
you.
The holidays, and I'd love to start the show out with, you know, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, but I think Mac is trying to kill me.
Why is that?
I mean, just the whole, there's been several issues. First of all, some technical issues on our end. Mike will be with us tomorrow.
Yes.
And we appreciate the fact that you were patient in the delivery of the show today.
Not technical with Mike's health, but technical with Mike's internet connection.
That really wouldn't be a technical issue, would it?
Well... Well, I guess it wouldn't be.
Linkage of colon and stomach?
Yes, that might have been it.
Slow up speeds and down speeds.
Mm-hmm. Be fair to me, we have to clarify.
You're right. We really should.
We don't want rumors going around.
Should over clarify. But as we're sitting here and trying to get things done, Mac is the master of the question that when is asked, he gives an answer but isn't an answer.
It's not an answer.
For example, I just said, are we ready? Yes. I just have a couple more things to do. And I said, so we're not ready. He says, oh, no, I can go at any time. I just want to have the shots ready. Said, so we're not ready.
Yeah, we're not ready. So what you're saying is we're not ready after an hour and 40 minutes.
We really would have a hard time hitting a 10 o'clock start when at 11:42 he says, still working on those shots.
It's lunchtime, Mac.
Now, the other thing is Mac just makes me feel ancient. And none of us are getting any younger.
No. Mm-mm.
But we're before the show, and Pony, who is the second youngest in the room today, but still reliant on pills, it pulls out some antacid. And Oscar says, are those Tums?
Tums.
And he says, oh, yes.
Yummy.
Send them over here right away.
I'll have four.
We all have the reflux. I said, the reflux. That's my favorite Duran Duran song because, as you know, no off switch for comedy.
See, I didn't know that was a song. I know the song.
It's the reflex.
Reflex.
But the reflux is, you know, that's where I'm hoping the funny was.
Got it.
And then.
Some people are laughing.
Well, yeah, a very
somewhere.
Small.
But no, the majority. I'm out of the loop here.
But they're laughing hard. The ones that are laughing are laughing hard. But here's where Mike McNamara, Mac.
Yes.
Is killing me because there used to be a time when there was just awkward silence when he was in a room. Mm-hmm. Then he came out of his shell and that was great. But now he talks more.
Yes.
And he
which
says,
I think is good
is
in
it?
Some ways.
Is it?
Because he's getting comfortable communicating. And
yes.
Where he's most comfortable, it's here.
Yeah, but...
A bit of a chatty Cathy.
There is a pause, and it's not been the most pleasant atmosphere, because we're trying to make things work today.
Yes.
And he says, I don't know. I'm hearing an awful lot about Duran Duran lately. And I said, great band. And he says, I don't know. I don't know any of their songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're the biggest band of the 1980s. Carrie's favorite band of the 1980s.
I'll be shocked that he does not know some of these songs.
Okay, so let's go through some Duran Duran songs as this is our last day of November, Duran Duranvember, and we will see which ones which ones he knows. All right, but as you know, we have to jingle.
I don't recognize it. I mean,
oh, you're gonna know. You're gonna know in 2 seconds.
Give it a second.
Yeah,
you know.
There you go.
What's the name of it? Do you know the name of it?
I do not know the name of it. I do recognize
He recognizes.
Okay, that's good. Okay, half a point. That's half a point. You best recognize. Yes. That's called Hungry Like the Wolf, okay?
Okay, so I do know that. WABC.
And Rio refuses to play.
That's coming.
That's a fade.
Yeah.
A bad disc jockeying on my end.
Yes.
But I recognize it. Do you recognize the mysterious fade-in?
Not yet.
I bet he would... No, would he even know the video of all of them on the boat?
Weird Science.
Was it in Weird Science?
I think it might have been in Weird Science.
I remember all of these fancy lads on a yacht. In the video.
Yeah.
And then
Yacht
there was,
Rock.
Great video.
And then there was Rio, who dances on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sort of a mysterious-looking native girl who has paint all over her body.
I do not recognize
it
at
video?
All.
Yeah.
Was a girl?
Wait till they get to the hook.
Girl's kind of sexy, yeah.
You'll know it.
And of course, John Taylor, very sexy.
Simon Lebon, yeah.
Pony, is this your favorite?
Yes, definitely.
Which is the one you used in Best Of?
I use this one. I use Rio.
Yeah. Drunk.
I'm so drunk.
All right, here's the hook.
I don't know. Nope, nothing.
This part
really?
Of the song
nothing.
Should have...
This,
for some reason, when Max in the room, he doesn't do the song justice.
Yeah, he makes it worse, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah. That song's a lot better.
Well, no, I've never lived in the 80s. I was born in 91, and
right.
I haven't...
Let me tell you something about history. It was in all the papers.
You didn't have your parents playing this or anything?
No.
People do play music outside of the decade it was made in.
Wasn't your mom at Live Aid?
Hands Across America?
Yeah, something like that?
No.
I mean, I do know Hungry Like a Wolf. That's about it. Nope.
Well, I don't know if I know this either.
You would know this. Is there something I should know?
Yeah. Hold on. No, I
might
not
maybe
know.
I might know this.
Oh, it's going to be a throwdown between Oscar and
I don't think you know it. I don't think we know it. This is a deep cut.
This one is kind of deep.
Top 10 hit.
In 1980.
Yeah.
I just came to this country.
Didn't your parents play music?
Yeah, in 83, by the way. I wasn't here either, Max. I was in Latin America, in Bolivia. South America.
Was it down there they played Roberto Duran? That's the band they played.
Durian.
No, I don't know this.
You don't know this?
No. Deep cut.
How about this is probably their biggest hit? I would say their most recognizable. This was inescapable, I think, in the summer of 84.
It was a year after I was born.
Yeah, I was fresh off the boat then. Oh, I know the song.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay, so here's what we've learned. Mac exists only to make us feel old.
Yep.
And also, he's talking too much. Have you had this? No, I know he's a co-host now on the Tech 411.
Well, co-host, let's not push it.
He's a producer. You know what he is? He's like your band leader.
Yeah.
He's not Johnny Carson. He's not Ed McMahon.
He's producing.
But he does pipe in, right?
He does pipe in.
Too much?
Sometimes. But look, I sat in the studio. And we talk about fostering the growth of our wonderful family.
We
here.
Try to, yeah.
And I talked to Mac and I said, look, I was like, this is where you're going to develop any social or broadcasting skills that you want. Mm-hmm. Just go at it. Now, I've made a mistake, clearly, but we had a good conversation about that, and I said, just do you.
Yeah.
Like, this is the safety tree, or tree of safety, or whatever you call it.
Safety zone.
Safety dance.
The tree of safety dance.
That I know.
Yeah. And
why? Don't know that. That song sucks.
I know.
Men Without Hats. Boo. So what I think, Mac, is it's great that you're out of your shell, your orange shell. But what you need to do is sometimes when there's silence in the room, let the silence hang.
Let it hang.
Let it hang. You don't
especially
always need
when
to fill
Mike
it.
Can't connect to the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
When you tell Mike it's your up speed.
Yeah, I get
after
I get
we
that.
All know it's his up speed. That really doesn't help anybody in the
it's
room.
It's for
out.
Your own good. Yeah. You don't want to incite Mike's wrath.
Yeah.
You really
the
don't.
The jeans are already ripping.
Yeah.
We don't need them to rip off all along the line.
And also, another thing is while you have great insights to pop culture, many of them involve video games, but you do. You've helped us out. Don't pipe in on pop culture. Don't feel you need to.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we'll come to you when we need you.
Yeah,
you know what
it.
You are? You're a plumber. We'll call you when we need you.
Got
but you don't. We don't need you at the house until the pipes
leak. Keep spreading your horizons.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, and you can talk as much as you want off air.
Yeah. In the car. By yourself. Talking is a
Poor
skill
kid.
That is really great when practiced.
Keep it up, man. Keep it
yes.
up.
Yes, and you know we love you. But go home and it's called Decade. It's called Duran Duran's Greatest Hits. I want you to commit it to memory, okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
You son of a...
Heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. Not really. I fooled you for a minute. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios from our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily, forever at MikeOmaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why? Because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. We are brought to you today by a brand new sponsor, woo-hoo! Oscar.
Ho, 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 everybody. Tis the season for all the things that only seem to make sense at holiday time. Things like eggnog, mistletoe, and of course, ugly Christmas sweaters. That's right, everybody. You need an ugly Christmas sweater. And if you want a supreme bragging rights, or supreme bragging rights, whichever way you want to put it, for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party, listen up. All you need is tipsyelves.com. Trust me when I tell you that these Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you have ever seen before. I have mine. I'm looking at it right now. It's my pug. I love it. Nah. I got it. Let me pull it out here. Hold on a second. It's lying here. Hold on. Wait, I'm looking at it right now.
Still has the, see, it still has the tag on.
Bahum Pug. That's what my sweater says, everybody. And best of all, TMOS listeners get 20% off at tipsyelves.com. Tons of styles to choose from, and they've never been worn. So there's no problem finding your size on anything you order on the site. Just remember the code TMOS, 20% off. It's a Christmas miracle. And it's not just sweaters. There's lots of other Christmas apparel and collegiate attire, too, like adult onesies. They make great gifts. So go to tipsyelves.com today so that you have the best selection to choose from and you'll have it in time for the big Christmas party. Go. I love it. Love it. Just remember tipsyelves.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. Tipsyelves.com and TMOS. You won't believe your eyes.
Thank you, Tipsy Elves. Very cool.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope everyone had a great holiday.
Yes. Yourself?
Wonderful. Great.
I had my sister-in-law, my brother come down from Boston, and Shannon. We all went to my parents' house. Had a solid Thanksgiving. Who all came to?
My Uncle George.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was actually, it was not as heavily populated this year. We had a intimate dinner for 45. No one died. Oh, no, okay. No. They just couldn't
didn't
make
ask
it.
Publicly.
Other planes, well, you know, the family's not getting any younger. No, I don't think we've had any familial deaths.
What happened then?
In the past year? Some of my Uncle Philip's friends couldn't make it. And that's okay because they're I'm responsible for carving the meat.
Yes.
That's a responsibility. And I wrote this on Facebook this weekend. Every turkey in my life that I remember, Big Daddy cut until I took over.
Mm.
So, I mean, for going way back, this is a pretty heavy responsibility that hangs
heavy
on my shoulders.
Heavy lies the crown.
Yeah, because I know uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Oh, God. Every time I say it, you correct me.
Well, it depends on the crown, I suppose. And
yes.
There was a lot of that this
crown
weekend.
Crown Royale.
So there was a lot of that. But we had, for 45 people, two turkeys. And a ham, which is a lot of meat. And
what happens when your uncle's friends come over?
When Uncle Philip's friends come over, they hover. They hover while I carve.
Are they big men?
No, it's a woman mostly.
Oh.
And what you hear a lot is, oh, is that how you do it?
Oh, jeez.
That's very clever. That's not how we did it, but I'm sure that's fine.
Step off, Blanche.
Yeah,
then you in your house.
Go play with the cranberry sauce.
Because, you know, my Uncle George has got the big dining room that is connected to the kitchen, and the kitchen has a center island,
yes.
Right? And so the big cutting board is on the center island, and you put the turkey on there, and you lift it, and you hope to God that the thing stays in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then just real quick, my method is drumstick off, wing off, and then I cut off the breast in one piece and then slice slice the breast.
Like a samurai.
Oh, and it's a beautiful thing. Yes. When it works, it's fantastic.
That sounds right.
And you cut against the grain on the
breast. I have no idea how to cut up a turkey, but God bless you guys.
Well, you know, it's something, it's, you know, it's one of the things I do.
I thought it was women's work.
It's really not.
No?
No, the women make the turkey, except not in my house. Carrie, not good at that.
Not just messing with you. So Blanche Hover, she wasn't there this time.
And also she was, you know what she was? Another thing I do at the Thanksgiving get together is gravy. I make the gravy.
Okay.
And it's funny because the spreadsheet starts going around the family about probably about August about who's going to do what.
Cause cool.
When you do 45 people, it's a lot of people.
I've never been to a Thanksgiving that big.
Yeah. Well, the ham is, of course, easy. It's a spiral slice. You just do one slice down, and then it just sort of comes off like a broken slinky, you know, one ring at a time. But the turkey I cut up and the gravy... The turkeys are coming from elsewhere. My Aunt Gail made a turkey, and my cousin Joyce made one. And I say, bring the drippings. You got to bring the drippings, because that's what you make the turkey, which is the stuff that comes out of the bird.
Don't need that much detail, but go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to say,
you need that for the gravy.
So they brought the drippings, and my Uncle Terry, who was mentioned, I believe, last year, who roasted his turkey upside down.
Yeah.
So when I opened it and I said, what is this, a duck? Because it didn't look like a turkey. There was no white meat on top. And I realized he had cooked it upside down. Hmm. And so this year what he did is he said, I don't know about that. Terry's cool, but he's also sometimes he spends time on Planet Terry.
Oh.
And I said, how'd the bird go this year, Terry? Did you cook it right side up? He says, yeah, and my family still calls me Robbie. He says, yeah, Robbie, but I don't know, man. I put some water in the pan, and the drippings are kind of watery. They're kind of watery drippings. So I had to cook the drippings way down, and that was another great time that Philip's neighbors weren't there, because they always said, oh, don't you use the giblets? Don't you use the giblets?
Giblets?
Yeah. So, no, we
little
don't use giblets.
You put in Crocs?
Yeah.
Right?
No. Giblets is the neck and the liver and all that stuff.
All the extra.
So when the hoverers are gone, it was in the past, carving the turkey is like you're being surrounded by a new Amazon delivery service. It's like drones are around. And didn't have to deal with that.
Too many cooks in the kitchen, literally.
Yeah, and it does spoil the broth. And we got together and did a family picture of 45 that you can see maybe 18 people.
And they say my people procreate.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Oh, well, you know, the Catholics. I come from a long line of Catholics.
Is it, do you have the party at your uncle?
My Uncle George hosts every
year. Because he's got the biggest stack of bricks?
He's got a big house and he likes doing it. Now, I'll do something small. I'll probably have 20 for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
But after 45, 20 is nothing.
Yeah, I don't even know. I couldn't fathom having, I think the most we ever had at a family Thanksgiving, maybe is 10. With random family members.
Yeah, same here.
10, 12 is pretty, that's pretty big. And that's,
is that big?
I think you
not
cross,
compared to 45 or 20.
I think the first time you cross a dinner,
I feel like a loser,
seismic line, you're not a loser. You're loved.
Oh, my family is, apparently.
But don't you think 8 people is when a meal turns big, when you cross 8?
Yeah, like 8 to 10,
yeah.
I think.
So, yeah. I mean, so you've still done a big dinner.
Do you have to talk to everybody?
You know, I tried to, but I don't know everybody there. And I get my Uncle Dana's kids confused. He's got six.
Six kids.
Yeah. And I say, Dana, you know, once in a while, do it for fun. But he's
elbow to the ribs.
I tell you.
But I know his oldest is, of course, Danny. And then there's Patrick, I know, because he's my godson. But then there's others that I get mixed up.
They
there's a lot of, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Is there anybody... Of all the kids running around, because that was the best part about the holidays when you would go to, I'd go to my aunts and uncles, right?
Right.
That you would be able to hang out with, but there always would be one that would hang out in the kitchen or hang out with the adults. It wasn't me.
Right.
But I'd always have a cousin that like would actually want to help and do things.
Well, the kids are older now. I mean, even the ones that are younger are like 10 and 11. But I mean, you're not supposed to have favorite family members.
Yes.
Mark and Eric. But yeah. So I'm not going to name anyone.
Because some you get along with better than others, right?
Yeah, George's kids, Mark and Eric. But I'm not going to say anybody by name.
How old are they?
They are, well, they're, God, I guess 30 and 28 now.
Oh, nice.
But
married, unmarried?
We'll see. Both unmarried, but one's got a serious gal pal. Yeah. And
get to eyeball her.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
And she'll come to the house for Christmas,
see,
which is really
nice. Mm. Those are the perks of having a big family.
That is.
Get to eyeball, then you trim.
Lots of
what? What?
That's not okay.
That's not okay.
You know what's funny is that's actually etched in our family's Thanksgiving
platter. When I was young, every time one of my cousins, it probably was Javier, would come with a new girlfriend, I'd be like, ah, nice work, Javier.
He's older than you.
Yes.
Now is he? Was
I was
he
so a, excited. He always had a hot piece of ass on his arm.
So you had like. Wow. How was the ass at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, it's my girlfriend. So you
well,
know,
that's good ass.
It's old.
That's no, but that's
what?
Nice trim.
Oh, you know, it's been there. No, it's not nothing new to look at.
It's not strange.
Not strange.
Oh, looking for that. Looking for that pilgrim strange.
Just looking is my point, and I'm sure
Plymouth like, rock your world.
I'm not the only one that I'm the only one that's brave enough to talk about it. But I'm sure that happens in every family.
I agree.
All you men out there, inside you're shaking. Your head, yes. Outside, you're saying no.
No, honey.
Because
I
your
don't
wife's
know.
Right next
don't
to you.
Don't know what he's talking about. Now, what did you have any traditional Bolivian dishes for Thanksgiving, or do you American?
Which I think is
we've
Spanish.
About. Yeah, that's a custard
so,
dish.
So my mom made that. She made everything. Everything was basically American except for the flan, el turkey, and then she had the fricasse the next day.
Okay, now that's not made from the turkey.
No, it's not made. We got the Bolivian honey baked ham. We got that.
What?
Imported. As my mom always says.
El ham.
Bring her the honey bake. And I said, all right. And I scurry outside to the fridge in the garage and pull it out.
Well, and she digs that. So you had ham and turkey, right?
Ham and turkey. We had stuffing. My mom makes two types of stuffing. Corn flakes, one of them. And then she makes.
I'm thinking cornbread, not corn flakes.
No, corn flakes.
Really? The cereal?
There's corn flakes. Yeah.
That would be one dense stuffing.
Yeah. She has one of those. And then she has another stuffing with the little blocks of bread.
Yeah. Breadcrumbs.
Yeah, breadcrumbs.
Some bread and cornflakes.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Wow, how is the cornflake stuffing?
It's different. The texture is different.
It's really
so instead
gotta
of the,
be
instead
really
of the
dense.
Blocks of bread, you get cornflakes. That's all the ingredient change.
I feel my family dropped the ball on dessert this year.
Oh.
And I'm not going to point any fingers. I mean, what do you want? I wanted maybe a piece of pecan pie, maybe a piece of pumpkin pie. I saw some sort of complicated sort of chocolate looking, maybe cheesecakey things. I didn't
cheesecake rules. I wish I had cheesecake.
But then the big mover was someone made. They put out a bowl of ginger snaps and made a bowl of what they called pumpkin fluff.
What's that?
I don't know, and
I'm
wasn't brave enough to touch it.
Marshmallow stuff.
Maybe, but it was like a chip and think of like a chip and dip thing that you would do for like a football game. But instead of chips, it was ginger snaps, and instead of dip, it was like a pumpkin flavored.
That sounds
like
fun.
Well, fun, yeah, but not traditional. I don't know.
Tradition's overrated.
I made spaghetti. That's not traditional.
You made spaghetti
for
Thanksgiving?
They made me make my spaghetti.
Well, your spaghetti does rule.
It does.
If you were in my family, I'd ask you to do that.
Well, if you were in my family, I might ask you to make spaghetti and stay home.
It's really good.
We'll Skype it.
What an ass.
I don't think anything too foreign. I think the craziest. This is the thing with my parents usually, and I told you we have this tradition of saying thank you to what we're thankful for the year.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And you see, that's a problem with us because you can't do that with 45 people. There was like four eating areas.
But for, I would say, decades now, we would say thanks. And by the time we'd say thanks, you'd have to reheat the food, right?
Sure.
So
you want to start it with that.
An audible because my sister-in-law, who is not Bolivian, said, hey, what if we tried saying thank you at the end of the meal?
Nice.
We could always say grace, but then the thank yous could come around at the end. And I said, that is brilliant. Thank you, White Devil, for coming in my family and teaching us the ways. And she said, you're welcome.
That's excellent. That worked out?
No, I pitched it, and then they said, that probably is a good idea.
That is. And you know what? It gives you a chance to rest
and
up.
People
between,
get drunk and then start saying things they really want to say.
Yeah. Pony, a lot of truth serum has been served.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So you ate, and you went to your uncle's just briefly?
Yep.
How many?
My uncle's 10 people, I'd say.
Not bad. And so you had spaghetti not instead of turkey.
No. We still had all the traditional stuff, and they made me bring my spaghetti.
Okay. Now, I don't want to turn this into the Mac show, because we already spent a good amount of time with him.
Just chastised him.
But another thing is, he came in another time he filled the silence today as he says he hates bacon.
Yes.
Mac, about that, huh?
Well, it's one of those things where if you vomit it as a kid, you just hate something like that. So.
And ladies, he's single.
Yes.
So you got sick off bacon?
Yeah.
Did you cook it?
How did you get sick off bacon as a kid?
No, I must have been sick at the time. It was probably when I was like 5 years old or something, but I remember just the smell of bacon being cooked makes me sick.
I remember Jägermeister did that to me as a young adult.
I was going to say, I don't do well with tequila.
Bacon. You know, your mom made what again?
She made bacon stuffing.
Okay, and that made you sick?
Sounds incredible.
Well, it didn't make me sick, but it tasted horrible.
Bacon in general does not agree with you.
Right. Okay. I always hated bacon, so but sad. I thought I kind of exaggerated it, but this tasted like ammonia to me.
You never had a Baconator?
No. Oh, have you ever had a good BLT?
No.
You know what's so funny? Ugh. All I can think of, he said he might have been sick at the time, is Young Mac, and that's a wonderful notion anyway. Mm-hmm. Little baby Mac maybe has a touch of the flu. And says, what do you want? Crackers, ginger ale, pile of bacon? Mom making up some bacon. So the bacon tasted like ammonia?
Yeah, or something. It was something
Any
really
chance
weird.
It could have turned?
No. I think...
Well, it was smoked bacon.
He's
so maybe
associating what happened as a child, the trauma, with the bacon. Yeah. If you can somehow hypnotize your way out of that, go to a doctor, your life will change. Bacon is pretty good.
Bacon is
pretty
the best.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Actually, I would take a real ailment to just eat bacon. Like, I would actually take some sort of affliction that would allow me to eat bacon over just being 100% healthy.
Tapeworm.
Yeah, I'll take a tapeworm. I'll take that.
Oscar only has 3 fingers on his left hand. Why is that? I don't know, but he's having a BLT for dinner.
Bacon's that good, Mac, I'm telling you.
It is.
It's tough, because I thought I would like it. Maybe if I tried it.
We treat Mac like the kids that have peanut allergies. We slowly feed him a little bacon every day.
Oh my God, this is great.
And then build up his tolerance.
Perfect. And in case it goes wrong, we'll keep a bacon pen.
They have bacon downstairs.
Yes.
Every time he's here on Mondays, we feed him a little slice of bacon. Not the whole one.
No, no.
And then we check in about 3 months, and then we can actually backtrack how much he's improved.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And how are you with, how are you with sausage?
Sausage is fine.
See?
Oh, I know he's fine with that.
He was looking at some trim. All right, stick around, folks. We're coming back with more show with Oscar the Leadfoot after this.
Don't save those drippings, please.
Oh, Max drippings on the Mike O'Mara show. Don't hold him back.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom. You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. Mm-hmm. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Mailbag has sizzle. You know what else sizzles? Bacon.
Bacon.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Holiday shopping time is here. And if you need a little inspiration to get your shopping started, all you have to do is head over to touchofmodern.com. Go there now. You'll feel like a kid in a candy store. All the gifts are hand-selected to grab your attention. No boring, typical mall gifts here. You'll find something for everyone on your list and probably something for yourself, too. And all at unbeatable prices. Today only, you will get $25 in credits to use on a future purchase for every $100 you spend. No limit. Touch of Modern is your one-stop holiday store. The site changes every day, and there's a brand new deal every day. At Touch of Modern, you're only a few clicks away from tech gadgets that'll blow your mind. Cool stuff. It's great. You'll love it. I love it. You can surf the web for hours at touchofmodern.com. They've got home decor, men's fashions, all great stuff. Touch of Modern, the best place to get the perfect gifts for everyone, all while offering the best prices on the web. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com, where today only you get $25 in credits to use on a future purchase for every $100 you spend. No limit. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift.
Big shopping day. Check out Touch of Modern. Great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We have something coming for the studio from Touch of Modern, so we love it. Good stuff. Now, Oscar, lots of people traveling over the weekends. I know some people hit bad weather. We all stayed local, though, right?
Yes, local. Mm-hmm. The only person that left was Mike, but he left 2 years ago.
That's right, and he's splitting time between two locations, both equally inconvenient to hear.
Oh, I made myself laugh on that. So true.
Well, you have
Hey, guys, I'm selling my house in Manassas, and I'm moving to Fort Myers. Figure it out.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You've got 2 weeks.
But, now...
that was it. I had to fly to Florida. Oh, God, never again.
Oh, and you know what? While I really appreciate you flying to Florida, I liked the 12 hours that I just sat in his house.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to call. He's like, 10 more minutes. We're going to Best Buy.
I remember that.
We're going to Best Buy. Now, when you you don't really have a reputation for being a fast driver.
I used to be a horrible driver.
You used to get tickets a lot. When you had to go from D.C. to Manassas.
Too many highways.
You knew all the cops by name.
Too many highways. But since 2008, 2009, I've become a better driver. At one point, on my license, and I'm not proud of this, is actually, this is embarrassing.
Now, your license is green, right?
I had, yes. Yes.
It's more of a card.
It's a green card. So they, I at one point, I remember going to court and trying to contest or ask for the points to not be placed on my driving record.
Now, that sounds, on the surface, that sounds like a dumb idea, but I know for a fact, and I've heard it from several circles on both sides of the game, if you go to court for a traffic violation, they appreciate the fact that you just didn't pay the fine and dismiss it.
Yes.
A lot of times you get easier treatment. And then, and even better, sometimes the officer doesn't even show.
That has never happened to me. Best. He's always there and he's ready to fight. And I always say, I'm not here to fight. Your Honor, I'm here for the points.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
And sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't. But I think in 2009, if I'm not mistaken, I had 8 points on my license, right?
Right.
And on my driving record. And I said, well, 8 points, 10, that means you get some sort of suspended license and you have to go to driving school. I said, enough is enough. I'm in my early 30s at that point.
Right. And you already knew Rob Mayer. So you had no reason to go to driving school.
I thought about that. Trust me. I said, I know a guy.
I know a guy.
But I said, enough is enough. I'm becoming a liability to myself, and my premium has gone up enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop speeding, and I'm going to be a better driver. Right.
Good. Good. Good for you.
So I am coming back from Big O and Duke's on a Thursday.
I'm sorry. So we can get the timeline straight. When did you make this declaration?
2009.
So it's really concurrent with the beginning of this podcast.
Yes, solid 6 years.
Okay,
right,
very good.
And
you were worse before the podcast.
I was worse because By the way, I'm not counting a failure to stop at that tax burden of Manassas at a stop sign where it was a yield but a stop.
Oh yeah,
remember that guy?
The rolling stop sign.
Not counting that guy because they got everybody.
Yeah,
that was a tax from the city of Manassas. I'm not counting that.
They even got me once.
Yeah, see, yep. And you're a great driver.
I'm a wonderful driver and a nice guy. Shut up, Max.
So I said. enough is enough. No more speeding. So I have not had a speeding ticket at all. And I'm also not counting those little cameras on the side of the road. Those R2D2s that get you once in a while.
That's
because
right.
Those don't give you points. You just pay them. So I'm not counting those either.
Right.
All right. I am talking about being pulled over by a police officer who would be my accuser.
That's
and
right.
Giving me a ticket. Right.
J'accuse.
Yes.
That was a French police officer.
I think if I'm not mistaken, the letter of the law says you should be able to face your accuser, right?
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, that's what the country's built
on. That's why those boxes on the side of the road that are just another tax, that you just pay them and you just move on with your life.
So bitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So bitter.
I paid enough. And I said, the tax rate in D.C. is 8.5%. Then you're charging me $100 for speeding. Let me add this up. Not working. Got to move soon.
Well, hold on. What's the 8.5%? That's a sales tax?
That's a sales tax.
Wow.
Yeah.
From now on, jeez. I'm buying all my Pepsis in the state of Virginia.
Yeah. Kick your ass, Seabass. Yeah. But I've been proud of it. I said, okay, I might have run into one or two things that I've gotten tickets for. I may or may not have taken my girl's Avalon and crashed into a car in front of me. But again, accidents happen, but not speeding.
That's right.
Not
that's what Elvis
speeding.
Costello said.
Not
accidents
speeding.
Will happen.
Speeding. Thursday night, driving home. I should have known it's a holiday weekend.
Thanksgiving
everybody,
night?
Everybody is trying to get home. Mm-hmm. Everybody's driving around.
And
it's
maybe
the whole thing.
There was
no,
some...
I'm sorry. Tuesday night.
Okay.
I'm getting my time frame right. Tuesday night.
Thanksgiving is that's drunk driving
Tuesday
night. That's not speeding
that
night.
That is drunk driving night. No, I wouldn't do that then. on Tuesday night, I record Big O and Dukes, and I was driving home from Big O and Dukes. It was 11 p.m.
Right.
From Manassas, Virginia, which is roughly 38 miles away from the District of Columbia, which I live in.
About right.
The actual city. I'm driving up 66 and I'm listening to your track from Adele on Saturday Night Live, the isolated track.
The isolated
track.
Audio. Yes. And people should know Route 66 is a four-lane highway.
Yes.
It's a big deal. It connects the outer parts of Virginia to Washington, D.C. It was an expressway that, how shall I explain this? It was inadequate among completion.
Yes. But at 11 p.m., no traffic.
Wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm exhausted. I'm driving home. I just want to get into bed. Woe is me. We've got Patton on the next day. Want to be prepared.
Had two shows to do. Want to be fresh.
Yes.
Want to be ready to go.
Fresh.
Right. Fresh.
Yes. And I said, okay, I'm just going to get home as fast as possible. And I drove up the highway. I found your Adele track. And I said, well, I'll weep and drive.
That's yes. good. And you know, that's like, funny. That Adele
crying
track.
Crying your way home. What your life has become. You're exhausted. Burning the candle both sides. Both ends. I can't. I am the worst with cliches. I don't even want to try.
Burning the candle.
Yeah, both sides are burning towards me. And I said, I just want to get home.
Now, where were... It's,
I was in Fairfax County.
So in the Fairfax... Yeah. I think that 66 actually goes 65 when you get further out of the city, does it not?
Yeah, yeah.
I was going 79.
Ooh, and a 55.
Yes.
It's never that.
Hold it. Let me lose my calculator. Oh, 24 miles an hour. Yes. That's the discrepancy.
And what I know about this is that the Men in Blue have had a bad rap as of late, right?
Well, I think it's bad press. Mostly.
Yeah, bad press.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I said, I'm just going to show this police officer, officer-friendly respect. I'm going to show him that I'm not going to lie to him. I'm going to tell him, just trying to get home, man. I'm exhausted. Been a long day. It's 11 p.m.
Excuse me, officer. Do you like Adele?
I've been doing the Waka Waka. Don't mind this bootlegged Adele track. I'm just going to. But what I did
it's
was this.
Me.
I pulled over. I turned off my engine. I turned on all the interior lights of my car.
You see, this is wise stuff here.
I put my hands at 10 and 12. So they can see whatever
probably.
They're above eye level.
Right.
And I roll down both my windows.
Why both?
Because in case he's approaching from the right or left hand side.
I
We're
see
on that. A super highway. I imagine it's probably a little dangerous to go on the
Do
left.
Do you have
right?
tinted windows?
No tinted windows.
Okay.
Also better ventilation.
Yeah.
Well, it was freezing. So I said, I'm just going to be respectful. This is my game plan. I'm going to tell him the truth and then see what happens.
Yes.
Roll them bones. And I said, he pulls up on the right-hand side, close to the guardrail. I imagine he appreciated that I left him room for that.
Mm-hmm. Everything you've done so far has been perfection.
I said, officer, I was like, I know I was speeding. I am so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was just driving home. I'm exhausted. I just want to get home, go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a big day tomorrow.
This is your first misstep.
What?
Well, you shouldn't admit to being exhausted because if you're really that exhausted, you shouldn't be on the road. Mm-hmm. The better thing would have been, I apologize. I'm eager to get home.
Eager?
Eager.
Eager. Eager doesn't roll off the tongue for me.
That's true. It would end with the phrase sukasa, but whatever the word is for being
I would
excited.
Say eager means like you're just anxious.
But don't you
Why
think
you
saying
anxious?
You're exhausted?
Why are you eager?
Well, because my trunk is full of meth.
Yeah.
makes me nervous. No, I would say that it's
Why
a slight misstep.
Why does your trunk smell like Popeyes? Are you hiding something?
It is a slight misstep at worst.
Okay.
But saying you're exhausted is not going to work
but
in your
favor.
But
it was the truth. Right?
Okay,
full disclosure.
Enough. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you're being truthful, then it outweighs it, I suppose.
And he probably saw it in my eyes. It bags under my eyes.
Sure.
Been up since, 7 a.m. And I said... Oh, I was like, officer, I'm going to reach into my pocket now to get my wallet, my license, my jacket, to let him know what was going on, to let him know I wasn't a threat.
Right.
In a European car with a matte paint job. You know, why not? Just want to make sure he knows that I'm not packing.
Did you know that was Pony's old DJ name?
What?
Matt Paint Job.
And I said, he said, okay. And then I said, I'm going to reach in the glove compartment. And I'm going to get my registration.
So he has now approached, and you're narrating what you're doing. Did he approach on your side or the passenger side? He was on the passenger side. Okay, very good. I think ideally, this is a slight misstep. What would have been ideal is if you had a moment, if you had already gotten the stuff out.
Yeah, but I didn't want... I guess my point was, I always feel like it's shady if you're like rummaging in your car.
While it might look like you're hiding something.
Yes.
You see, you know what? For every point I bring up, he's got something. You've really thought this through.
Yes. And to be fair, my car looks like a drug dealer's car. I'm not going to lie. It's just what it is.
That's
right?
true. That's
yes.
right.
I'm a young man.
But the drug you sell is funny.
I'm not white.
What?
And I just want to make sure everything goes right.
Uh-huh.
So.
What?
I Want to make sure the officer friendly feels safe with this interaction.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. put him at ease. So I reach into the, and he says, I appreciate you announcing your movements. I said, all right. And the only problem I had, I think.
I appreciate it.
Going for the glove box.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will focus your attention stage left, I'm going to use my right hand to reveal my driver's license. Yes, I'm an organ donor.
So, I.
Children of all ages, it's my registration. Nassim Padron.
So I have a phone charger in my car that is neon blue, like it lights up like a neon blue.
Sure,
like mm-hmm. a teenager would have, or a drug dealer. And you've seen them, right?
Kids, yeah, I know kids exactly what you mean. Yeah, I don't let Julia have it because you know we're not that kind of person. But I've seen them.
Got it on Amazon. Got a 4-pack, and I said, all right, throw it in my car. That way I know that I can see the cord when I'm driving if I get a charger, right?
Sure.
So the cop can read your registration by your charger.
So next, like all my passenger seat is a charging iPhone with this blue electric blue light going into my glove box, right? So at this point, he sees that, and I'm being too polite, like I'm mm-hmm. guilty.
Meanwhile, your glove box is going...
Like something's going on. Like something's up, like something may not be right.
And you are starting, and you've got a good gauge of people. That's one of your strengths.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You feel that you're overcompensating.
Oh, yeah, like I am hiding something. All right,
hold that thought for one moment, because we must take a break. We must away. Meanwhile, the revolver has a bullet being put in and a bullet being put in mm-hmm. because he's the most polite drug dealer I've ever met. How about that? Stick around. We'll be back with the rest of Oscar's story after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. More from Oscar after this important message.
Hey, guess what I just did? I bought my Christmas cards at Vistaprint.com, the easiest and best place to get your holiday cards, and now the best prices that you can ever find on holiday cards. Now through December 6th, Vistaprint.com is offering a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal, 60% off personalized holiday cards. That's 60% off personalized holiday cards at Vistaprint.com. Just use our code TMOS at checkout. Boom, bam, 60% off applied automatically. It's that easy. And you're not going to find these cards on any store shelf because they are custom made for you. Choose a design, add photos, write your own personal message. You can even upload pics directly from Facebook. This is Vistaprint's best deal of the season. So this year, skip the hassle, skip the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com for 60% off holiday cards. Make your holiday card something special. Your satisfaction guaranteed every time for any reason, or they will make it right. You'll love Vistaprint. I love them, and that's where my holiday cards are coming from this year. Just remember the code TMOS at checkout or right when you get to the website. That's what I did. This is amazing. 60%, and this offer is only good through Sunday, December 6th. So act now. Best cards ever, Vistaprint.com.
Carrie designed our cards this weekend.
Nice.
We had to use the selfie stick to get all the family members
in. Oh, I can't wait to see your cards.
It's always fun to do. Good stuff. Love this to print. So when we last talked to you, you were hanging in the balance. Your life was hanging mm-hmm. by a thread because you had handled the whole policeman thing perfectly, but you were starting to feel that it had turned because maybe the blue light looked mysterious and you were being... a little too forthcoming, a little too polite.
Yeah, yeah. I basically gave the guy my social security number before I even asked.
Right.
And I said, oh, don't mind that blue light. It's just my charger.
No, you volunteered it.
Yeah, and the blue light isn't, the where it's plugged in is going into my center console. So it's not like you see it plugged into some sort of charger.
So just the mysterious blue light from somewhere.
It's slinking out like mm-hmm. a bunny trail to 5 to 10, right?
Right, okay.
Like what is in that center console?
Mm.
And he goes, sir, is there anything illegal in the car?
I say, other than myself? I'm kidding, of course. I'm a radio guy. I like to make jokes.
Do you like radio?
Have you ever heard of WJFK? I used to work there. I was a popular midday host.
Maybe you've heard of Chad Dukes?
Yeah. He's still on the radio.
Do you know Matthew Cahill?
Yes.
I'm a friend of Matt Cahill.
Known as Drab.
Drab t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Are you silly, Bazilli?
Would you like an autographed picture of John Auville? Yeah. I can make that happen because I used to be somebody.
I feel like I'm down to the felt. Do you agree?
Oh, okay. We're hurting.
So, no one has ever asked me that.
What's that?
It probably, I would say, in the last 10 years. If there's anything illegal in the car.
That that means that he has read the situation. Now, you read the situation your way.
Yes.
He read the situation, his California Highway Patrol. He's John Poncherelli.
Like he's been down the road before.
Yeah, he saw something he didn't like.
Yes.
And that's the first step to you being face down on pavement.
What did he see, do you think?
I would say that it is a mixture. Mm. I would say the blue light on its own, probably not a big deal.
Yes.
I would say a friendly guy that is trying to make the traffic stop go as easily as possible, that's not a problem.
Yes.
I would say,
is it the beard?
I would say the fact that you look like a terrorist of indeterminate origin is not necessarily a red flag right away.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add them up, something just didn't gel.
Right.
And that's probably why he had to ask. And obviously you answered...
No, what do you mean by illegal?
Oh, good. And your voice went that high? That's great.
I was when I said I want it, I was, yes, rewind. Should have just said no. No would have been suffice.
What do you think? Like a misdemeanor or a felony? Because, I don't know.
What do you mean by illegal, officer, I said?
And oh, no, you've really just wrecked it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he said, well, sir, that depends on what we can find. And I said,
oh, boy.
Well, this isn't going right in my head.
You wish you had some sort of dump button or rewind feature.
I know that this blue light looks a little suspicious.
Oh, now you're thinking for him. Good, good.
I'm going to open my center console and show you my center console.
You know what might have been better is, would you like me to open my center console? Because what you've said now sounds like a threat. Because now the terrorist of indeterminate origin has said, here's what I'm going to do. You think there's something illegal? Let me open this center console and show you how not illegal this is. This is like Marsalis Wallace's briefcase. You have no idea what's in here and it's glowing.
He said, he hesitated. He said, well, he goes, slowly open it. And I said, okay. So I slowly moved. I said, officer, I'm now moving my hand from the steering wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dude Walker would have done a better job.
That's right. Your chance to win 25,000 Barker dollars.
So I go over and I open up my center console.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And from his vantage point, he could see, I would say, 75% of the way. It's a shallow console.
I don't want to over explain.
And the blue light is going in, so it's lit up.
Of course. Is it a center console that has the hinge in the rear, or does it open towards...
Hinge in the rear.
Okay, so when you open it, he has the same
vantage point.
Okay,
yes,
that's good. That's good.
And...
that's why you bought a Buick. Good technology.
All he sees... is the parking tickets.
Oh, no.
I got in DC for not having my front plate showing. And I said, officer, those are parking tickets from the District of Columbia.
Not your jurisdiction, Pally.
Yeah.
I swear I have a clean record.
Well, you know, but that also, you'll want to remember this when you're in court. When he asked you if there's anything illegal, when you said, what do you mean? Because you could have said, well, the parking tickets indicate illegality.
It just
but they're
says
not
this man
illegal
is
themselves.
Irresponsible is what it says. He doesn't care about the rules of the law, what's going on, and why doesn't he have his front license plate?
Well, you went rogue.
So he said, why don't you have a front plate?
Right.
And because I'm an honest person,
yes.
I said... sir, it ruins the way the car looks from the front, so I just put it in my windshield when I park.
Okay, and now
and he says,
hold on, let me while we're knee deep here.
Yes.
This is what we would call a turnkey moment in the story. When you say, sir, it ruined the look of the car, so I just put it in the window. Does he smile at all? Is there even a glimmer of a smile? Because if you can get him to crack a smile here, then you're the road to freedom is wide open.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't smile. He looks looks confused.
Yeah.
And he says, don't you have to have a front plate in D.C.? And I said,
okay, now here's another turnkey moment, because you could have said, no, you don't.
I said, I'm not sure, sir, but they'd have to drill into my bumper to do so.
Oh, okay, so now you've gone
That the car wasn't made for a front plate.
And also, but you're sort
intimating,
of skewing.
Not alleging.
Well, you're skewing from your telling the truth method now, because you know that you need to have a front plate there.
Yeah, I said, but I said they have to drill into the front of the car,
but
which is true.
Said,
that's why I don't want
true,
the front
but
plate.
But when you said, I don't know if it's required or not, that's...
Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay, okay.
I said, sir, they'd have to drill into the front of the car.
All right, let the record reflect
I imagine
he never
you do.
Said... Mm-hmm.
You do have to.
Okay.
I told him. I was like, I just got this car. I barely drive it, you know, which is true. Yes. I didn't drive to school in Manassas.
Car has 14 miles on
it.
Mm. That's it.
Less than 10,000. God bless you. No, less than 15,000. No, less than 20. I've had it for a year.
Certainly less than 50,000.
I've had it for a year. Absolutely. And this is the least amount of miles I've ever put on a car.
Right.
So I remember because when I took it in for the service, they're like, oh, like people usually come with the service early. Service A.
Yes.
And I said, oh, what's the usual gauge? He goes, oh, they probably get here, well, I would say in this area, about 6 months into owning a car.
Right on.
And I did it in a year and 4 months.
Barely broken
in. Not bad,
right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and I don't know when Service A is, but I'd say anywhere between 10 and 15.
That's right. And now it's back to Jay Leno's garage.
Yes.
Hey, what's that blue light?
Oh, at that rate, I'm thinking what's happening in my head right now is like, I probably should have gotten a lease.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
that would
so.
Make sense. Yeah. Who drives 10,000 miles? I do. All right. That's the subject at hand. So the police officer at
back
this point
getting locked up.
Says, I'll be right back. And I said,
that's
okay.
The worst. When after, because first of all, you know it's a mind game when they make you wait 5 minutes from being pulled over to come up.
At this point, a second cruiser arrives.
Oh, no.
Do you feel that he summoned the cruiser, or did they just happen on the scene?
I think that the coincidence of me being over indulgent in my details and having multiple parking tickets in my glove box, and also alleging that there was something wrong with the car because of my blue light, and not probably alluded him to say backup or whatever, or 1052. I don't know
brown
what
alert,
the code is.
Brown alert.
Yeah, he talked into
this guy's being shady because he just wants to get home.
That's right. He talked into his shoulder, and a friend came by.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So at that point, I knew that I was cooked, and I said, "Well, either my face is gonna hit the pavement, and they're gonna have to search the car, or they're just gonna come ask to see the open the trunk or something like
right.
that." Uh-huh. Right.
And you really, beyond the tickets, and really that's nothing illegal. It's just not a point. It's not a feather in your cap. Yeah. You got nothing to hide.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Except for being just not handling the situation appropriate and having a teenager's charger in my car.
And also, you know what? Being exhausted might have hampered your judgment.
Yeah.
How to handle it.
So when the officer walks over, and now there's two left and right, I said, gentlemen, I know this has been strange. Would you like to see my trunk?
Oh, no.
Well, I just wanted to get it over with.
You got to learn, buddy.
And they said, see your trunk? Well, I said, I figure you're probably going to ask to see my trunk. I'll just, you know, I can pop it open right now. I don't even have to go back there.
Meanwhile, there's some third redneck cop that says, he said he's drunk. Pull him over. He says he's drunk. I think he's got a terrorist beard.
They said, well, should we see your trunk?
Should we see your trunk?
And I said, there's just a bunch of Amazon packages that I have to return, nothing else, and maybe some textbooks.
Oh, boy.
I'm at school. I'm paying my own way through school. So embarrassing. Oh, even talking about it is embarrassing.
I love the conversation. Yeah. Do you want to see my trunk?
Can I put those cuffs on myself now?
Should we see the trunk? He said, do you want to see the trunk? Do we want to see the trunk? Their voice is getting higher with every question.
I think at this point they realize they're dealing with the Spanish version of Mr. Bean. And they said,
he's Mr. Refried
Bean. They said, sir, no. we don't.
Mr. Frijole.
We don't.
Senor Frijole.
We don't need to see your trunks, sir. This is your ticket. We just wanted to make sure everything was okay. You seem to have a good record. No speeding infractions. And you're not the fastest I've seen. And you're not the slowest I've seen. I cut you a break and gave you a ticket for not obeying a highway sign.
Okay, good.
No points. You can decide to pay it or come to court and fight it. It's up to you.
You know, you caught
a break. Happy holidays.
You caught a break.
Big win. All I was asking for, now you know, really talking about it was for me to go to jail and a search and seizure.
Right.
I was asking for it, but they said, this guy's clearly a Mr. Frijole.
Yeah.
And he's moving on with his life. He wants to get home.
You really caught a break because failure to obey a traffic sign, the sign was the speed limit sign. I mean, normally the sign
Happy holidays.
Yeah,
says.
You really caught a lucky break.
Thank you, Officer Friendly. Mm. Thank you.
Wow. Well,
right?
And that just goes to show when you wrap a $20 bill around your driver's license.
No.
It really helps.
I was begging that guy to give me 10 citations for nothing.
God, right? You really... And it started so well.
Yeah.
You really handled it right up front.
I can't believe I actually went through that because usually I'll go through the process of making sure the officer feels as safe as possible during the traffic stop.
Of course.
We've met enough police officers that tell us, look, you do the right thing, we're not going to harass you. We're going to probably give you a break. Right?
As a rule, cops are great. They want to help you.
That's all I was doing. And then I got into the blue light special and I got into the trunk and I got into books and Amazon packages. They could have thought, if I would have started with that, led with that, they would have said, okay, there's some hot items in the back, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's stealing from people's porches. That's how he can afford this vehicle.
Do you have a receipt for that tire?
Yeah. This isn't where you're addressed to. This is on the Battleview Parkway, the tech corridor. So I have packages sent there sometimes.
It also says here that you owe the District of Columbia, you owe them $14,000 in parking tickets? That doesn't seem right.
Oh, get the beat down. Yeah, so for those of you out there, the lesson learned here is this. Respect the officer. Let him know that they are as safe as possible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But do not get into some sort of back and forth of how can I quickly get out of this traffic stop? Because I did that, and I made it worse.
Mm-hmm. What you need to do, the takeaway is this. Be as friendly and helpful as possible, but don't try to take control.
Yeah.
That's where you went
wrong. You know what I did? Mm-hmm. I macked it.
How did you? You filled the silence.
I talked too much.
Yeah, he filled the silence
too much.
Here is my driver's license. Here is my my registration. I don't know any songs by Duran Duran.
Yeah,
officer. I don't know what this blue light is. Have you ever heard a song called The Reflex? I'm allergic to bacon. It makes me throw up.
When bacon's around. Yes. And did you know that I can't have alcohol in my car? Let's get into that.
Don't bring up bacon with a cop, though. That could go badly. Real quickly, we will have a more detailed explanation later. I did want to say this because one of the big things that I do every Thanksgiving weekend, and we don't have much time, so I shall be brief, is I did my first run of fruitcakes. And so, yes, they will be doing the Mike O'Mara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake this year.
Coming up.
It's coming up. So to enter, we will have probably details announced on Wednesday of this week where you can submit. But we did, my mom and I got together, we made 50 fruitcakes, 3 double batches. And know this, when you stir fruitcake batter, essentially what you're making is organic concrete. Because instead of rocks, you're using nuts. And instead of water and concrete, you're using, you know, spices and flour. So by the time you stir it, and you stir 3 double batches, and we spent about 10 hours doing it. I was spent. Jeez. And my back hurt because, you know, you're on standing the whole day.
Your neck, your back.
The whole thing. So luckily, I had something that would help. A lot of times people take Excedrin, but that's caffeinated. I didn't want to take that so late at night. Advil works. But what I had was a bottle of Crown Royal Rye. And so I said, you know what will really take the edge off this back pain? Is if I just poured myself, I've got a cup full of ice and just enough rye whiskey to make the ice wet. That's it. Just a splash.
Yeah.
Swirl it around. It tasted so good, Oscar, that, well, I'll just say this.
Uh-oh. Yes?
By the end of the night, my back didn't hurt anymore. But by Saturday morning, my head was killing me.
You know what's funny about that entire process?
What?
Is you're working all day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, my back hurts. Instead of laying down, doing stretches, I just get hammered.
Yeah, but you know what? The immediate fix was faster than stretching. However, the long range, you know what happened? The problem is, same with the cop.
Yeah.
I took control. Should have let the back steer.
You can't take control.
Can't do it, man. All right, well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Because you know what? With Mike gone and you in jail, I wouldn't have had anything today. So thank God you're here. Stick around, folks. When we come back, Oscars Entertainment News. We like to call it Oscarazzi. And it's after this on The Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, it makes a lot of...
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of our show, the star of stage and screen, Tony Roberts. You know him from Annie Hall, Play It Again, Sam, Manhattan.
And many, many Broadway shows.
Absolutely. One of Woody Allen's funny sidekicks. And Gary and I kind of beat up on Rob Ford.
Oh, I love that part.
Yes, indeed. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Beating up on interns? Who does that?
Well then.
What about that?
Oh, Mr. Big Shot. You've heard us talk about Cameron Hughes Wine, about how they have relationships with super high-end wineries around the world, which they do, and how they buy these wines and sell them direct to you for 40% to 80% less than what you'd originally pay. But check this out, an exclusive Cyber Monday only special. Go to chwine.com, use the code TMOS, and get 30% off and free shipping on a case and free gift bags. This is the best deal of the year, but it's today only. This offer ends at midnight tonight, and the wine won't last. It's a perfect time to stock up for the holidays. This is a no-brainer. Phenomenal wines that are already 40 to 80% less, plus 30% off, free shipping, and free gift bags. Do it now. It's the best deal of the year, but it's only available until midnight. You can only get this deal with the TMOS code. The only way to get this Cyber Monday 30% off deal is to go to chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS, 30% off and free shipping. That's chwine.com. Click the mic and enter TMOS. Don't wait. At these prices, these wines won't last, and the offer is only available until midnight tonight. Thank you, Cameron Hughes.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Cameron Hughes. And now, a bonus Monday edition to get you caught up on your show business. It's Oscarazzi.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
It's tough to date a celebrity.
Tell me about it. Carrie says it all the time.
Especially if you date Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Oh, she's, you know what she is? Piece of work.
Well, if you're Tyga, fledgling rap star.
T-Y-G-A is how he spells it, right?
All, yes. Yeah. All you're trying to do is keep up with the...
Kardashians?
Kardashians.
See?
Nice pull.
Very
Jenner's.
Clever. Very clever.
As Tyga apparently is having some money woes, and this is what sucks. You know, there are some... highs of being a celebrity, and there's some lows, and one of them happens to be...
Wasn't Tyga shot by a dentist?
No.
Yeah.
No, no, that was Cecil. A lion. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Cecil.
Very confused.
That was a real Tyga.
also a lion.
This apparently, Tyga's been trying to buy a home, which is adjacent in Calabasas, to Kylie Jenner's home there, right?
High-priced real estate in Calabasas. Mm-hmm.
And he's been to in escrow three times for his home. Of $10 million that he wants to buy.
Okay.
But every time he's about to close on this 8-bedroom pad, he has some money issues.
Yes.
Such as being on the road or not getting paid, according to TMZ.
Or not having $10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is this, is that if you are a fledgling rap star, you're not really in the business of buying a $10 million home.
Well, you know what? It's not a future-oriented position to be in.
And if you're a successful rap star, you shouldn't be in the business of buying a $10 million home.
Well, very few people should buy a $10 million home,
right?
Period. Period, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bottom line.
Sure.
So my logic for him is, one, he shouldn't be buying her Ferraris for her birthday.
That's true.
He shouldn't try to buy a home... In the same neighborhood.
I mean, are there no townhouses?
And she's 18, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 19 now. Things are going to change.
That's true. I hadn't even thought about
that. They definitely always do.
Yeah, you know what? A 19-year-old is, that makes being a fledgling rap star look stable.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're nutty those nights. Remember 19? 19, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
19, I remember dating some girls when I was in my mid-20s.
Yes.
One of them that was 19.
Mm-hmm.
It was a roller coaster.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it was a roller coaster that should have been shut down decades before.
It
made
was,
out of wood.
It was an old wooden roller coaster that went town to town. That's what it was.
Speaking of crazy and a little sad, Sinead O'Connor is in the news.
Oh, this will probably be good because she always, good news follows her. Mm-hmm.
Nothing like the holidays when you declare to the world that you're dead to me, to her family.
Oh, all the O'Connors?
Yes.
Oh, no.
She says in a note, you're dead to me, you killed your mother, you stole my sons, you left me alone for 12 weeks. Why did you have to hear about the hypocritical asses here while I was unconscious? And now you're gone and you're not picking up the phone. apparently she's going through some sort of psychiatric issue where she goes on Facebook and she just declares her entire family nuts.
She's always sort of had a, she's got her hot button issue. She remembers she ripped up a photograph of the Pope.
That was years ago.
But that, you know, that just shows a history of it. And also, if you haven't answered the phone in 12 weeks, I went through this last night. Maybe their phones need a hard reboot.
Or check the number.
Yeah, do something. Maybe it's no good anymore. Here's her hit record, which I hate then and I still hate. You know this was written by Prince?
Didn't know that.
It wasn't.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant.
So her only
she couldn't
big
even get
hit.
A job in a fancy restaurant.
No. Her only big hit was a Prince hit.
Yeah, she didn't write it.
Oh, no.
She also had one about the Emperor's new clothes, I think, but it was a medium follow-up.
This is the sad part after we made fun of
her. Oh, boy.
It gets better?
Apparently, this note was just after she went on Facebook and wrote a quote-unquote suicide note.
Oh, Sinead.
Now, I think her planning may be all wrong, because usually you would write this and then the suicide note.
Yeah,
well, she had the order all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she had the post set up already and she hit post on the wrong one, like a copy and paste. Maybe she wrote it in Word to make sure that she didn't have any grammatical errors.
Yeah, she run it through spell check.
Yeah, and then she took it off there and then posted the wrong one.
Sometimes what happens, too, is you write the post and instead of you hit post, sometimes you write you hit promote the post. So maybe she spent like $40 and it moved it right to the top
of
the feed.
Logistics, right?
It happens.
So the good news is that she was found safe and sound later that day.
That's good, I guess.
That's great news.
That's the good news.
Yeah, she can keep singing.
Moving along, are you a Dancing with the Stars fan?
And you know, before we say it, before we move on, I'll just say thank you, Sinead, for giving me my haircut.
To making it popular?
Yeah. She was brave and she came out and she did that. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
Got a full dose of Dancing with the Stars this holiday weekend as my brother and sister-in-law watch every episode.
Tom Bergeron.
And they caught up, let me tell you. I saw Bindi Irwin.
How old is she
take
now?
Take on the Mirrorball Trophy.
The Mirrorball Trophy.
Yes.
Yeah, how old is Bindi now? Is she 18?
She is 17 years old.
17. So watch it, Pony. Watch it.
I will.
I think my sister-in-law described her as a bowl full of unicorns and rainbows and sunshine.
Wow.
Because she is so sweet.
That sounds great.
But that also conveys on TV. She seemed like you really wanted to root for her. She was going
absolutely.
Up against Nick Carter. Top two.
What a jerk.
Yes, yeah,
from the
him.
Backstreet Boys.
But, you know, I remember she did a reading or she spoke at Steve Irwin's funeral. And that has to be 7 or 8 years ago now. She was little. She had to be 9 or 10. And even then, she was composed.
Yeah.
And that's a tough situation for any
Horrible.
Kid to be in.
Horrible.
And I think everyone's been rooting for her ever since then.
The real key is that I didn't know that they had a $300,000 payout to the winner.
To the winner or to like a charity of the winner?
To the winner.
Wow. Ooh.
Yes.
Dancing with the Broke Stars. You know who should be on that show is Tyga.
300K.
That's a down payment on a $10 million
right?
house right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's just got to pay taxes on that and then she'll get the balance. But I'll say this. I thought they all would just go on there for exposure.
Yeah. Or maybe like a union, something like a minimum or something. But that amazes me. They never, like, if they do Celebrity Jeopardy or Celebrity Wheel
donations.
Of Fortune, it's always donations.
There's also a
No big, wonder Nick Carter was on.
There's also a big rumor going out around that she passed gas during one of her dances.
Oh, Bindi.
She's denying it, clearly. Just
Lots of
you know.
Rich foods.
All right, two more real quick.
Craft services.
Rich foods?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Bindi.
Do you guys watch, does anybody, and be honest, have you watched an episode of Supergirl on CBS?
I have never watched it, no.
Okay, so apparently this is like the sleeper show of the new season.
People love it.
It's been picked up for a full season at CBS.
Wow, and mostly they just fire people, as I recall.
Yes. Yeah. And you gotta let it go. Supergirl.
Don't tell me what to do.
Supergirl. Apparently the premise is this, and I didn't know enough about it. I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
The actress who plays Supergirl.
The Supergirl.
Melissa Benoist.
Sounds
well, regardless.
Right.
She is on Earth, and she's hiding her powers that she shares with her famous cousin. But now at age 24, she decides to embrace her superhuman abilities to be a hero that she was always meant to be.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now, these are the numbers. 11.24 million viewers watch Supergirl.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Those are CSI Jeez. Numbers.
Yeah, they are. NCIS numbers.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I guess it also, the coveted 1849 demographic, 2.8 of those are there. What I didn't know is that this show was originally just kind of like a throwaway show they were going to put up.
Sure.
And now it's going to become like a blockbuster mainstay for the CBS lineup.
And you know what? When they'll put more money and more effort into the promoting of it now, too. It'll spin until people get tired of it.
Speaking of dollars, The Hunger Games apparently held on to the number one spot.
Mockingjay.
Yes.
Yes.
Creed, if you haven't seen that, a spinoff of Rocky.
Actually, I have something about that in the audio.
Yes, it is getting 97% online.
Yeah. You know, it is a better movie than it was a band.
I can't wait to see it. So your two go-tos are Hunger Games and Creed. Good dinosaur family movie if you're out there. I don't know anyone that's seen it, but if you've got a fam, I'm sure you have.
Very cool. All right, thank you, Oscar. We appreciate it. Special Monday edition. And now, a few words from Birthday Boy, Todd Moore.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah, he's 21 now. He can buy his own drink. Todd Moore, good guy.
I'll see him tonight.
Are you going to be doing Tech 411 or be celebrating?
No, we'll be celebrating a nice birthday dinner.
Technically, that's show prep for Tech 411.
I apologize. I don't think you're invited.
Okay. Yes. Don't you think it's nice that his birthday would fall on Cyber Monday?
Yeah.
That is really cool. It makes sense.
Because he is, you know, one of our most technologically oriented fellows. And it is Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Everyone's shopping online today. And just a very sincere reminder, please help us out. You're probably going to be on Amazon today. Please access Amazon through our portal. It's real easy to do. Mm-hmm. Do it on our website.
You can bookmark our link.
That's the easiest way to do it. Do it that
Super
the first
easy.
Thing. There's a shopping cart on the app, and the primary way to get there, to bookmark it, and I'll dumb this down for someone like me, either click the Amazon banner on our website or go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon.
And you're good to go. Again, those deals can't be beat. I picked up a printer for the studio this morning.
Yeah, so we can read off paper in the studio now. Up till now, when Mike would come into town, we'd have to print everything 15 hours in advance. It means so much to us. It really is the engine that drives this show. And it's one click for you, and it means the world to us.
Can't thank you enough.
Please do it. And if you've already done it, thank you. We love the fact that people are talking about it on the social media.
Huge.
That's awesome, too. Love it. Amazon.com. Do it, and do it to help us out. Thank you, and have a happy holidays. In the audio vault. Oh, good stuff for you today. I don't know. If we played this last week. Did we play the guy laughing like Oscar?
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
Enough.
Okay, this is a sad story, but it's so cool.
Triste?
There is a guy, he lived in Pennsylvania, his name was Jim Calder. Mm. He was in his 60s, he just passed away from cancer.
Mm.
But before he died, he had a birthday, and his family went on a letter-writing campaign to the entire cast of Seinfeld, his favorite show. And they got several people to send videos to this man before he passed away. Julia Louis-Dreyfus did it, which is huge. She's one of the most successful actresses in the world. But what's even better than that is after that, the ones that did it in their Seinfeld characters.
Oh, that's great.
So, I mean, this is sad that this man has passed, but imagine the smile on his face at his final birthday when he got to hear some of these messages.
Hi, Jim. Julia Louis-Dreyfus here. And I just wanted to say I'm so thrilled and happy to hear how much you've enjoyed Seinfeld along with your family. And so thank you for that.
Hello there, Jim. Happy birthday. Putty here. I would watch out for that Peterman fella, because he's not taking you to Papua New Guinea. You'll end up at Fire Island. And then he'll take you into a bathing suit store, and he'll put you in something a little too snug and ill-fitting, and you'll feel very awkward.
Hello there, Jim Peterman here. You, my friend, are going to be traveling. Yes, you're heading off to Papua New Guinea, where you are going to be joined by the little naked natives of Bantu Besh, and you will be learning that gentle art of bikini waxing.
Hello, Jim. I understand that you're having a birthday. So we're throwing you a virtual party right here with no ulterior motive. I was told there'd be cake.
Well, you'd better enjoy yourself, because if I hear you didn't,
No cake for you.
But our condolences to the Calder family, but that had make it a little easier. That is wonderful. That's very cool. Robert comes downstairs last night. He says, Dad, bad news. I said, what? He said, Kobe's retiring.
Yeah, big news.
I said, he's a ball player, right? But anyway,
he can't give anymore.
He can't. He was, he really did. But the way he did it, I'm no tremendous fan of basketball, but I like the way he did this. He actually sent out a love letter to basketball that announced his retirement. And then here is his press conference when he actually announced his retirement. I like the way it started.
So what's new?
He says, so what's new?
I mean, you know, I've known for a while, and finally I just had to just accept the fact that I don't want to do this anymore, you know, it's and I'm okay with that. And you know, once I accepted that, then it became time to just let everybody know. I mean, why not? I mean, it's just, you know, it takes a load off my shoulders and everybody else's, and I think it's just the right thing to do.
The statistics bear it out. He's one of the all-time greats. Yeah. And a classy exit, so we wish him all the best. Now, you mentioned the movie Creed. The theme to it is a great sort of update of the Rocky song,
right,
which I love. Check it out. Cool. Modern turn on it. And a movie that I discounted up until last Friday is getting amazing reviews, and people are saying it is not even just for boxing fans or Rocky fans. It's a great movie, and it has reinvented the franchise.
Gotta see it.
And I do want to see it, because you know what? If I look back, I was much younger, of course. I love the Rocky movies.
Oh, yeah.
What's
even
not
now,
to love? Yeah.
On.
Good stuff. So that's Creed. Here's a Sylvester Stallone. The weird thing is, this is the seventh Rocky film, but the first one that Stallone doesn't have any sort of editorial control on. He appears in it, but he didn't write or direct.
Rocky's story is pretty much done. And now it's a new idea, a concept I never even considered. It's about a rebirth of Rocky and this new character, Adonis Creed. A whole other generation.
So apparently it's a great film, and I love the fact that it is. So I hope that it's
awesome.
As good as people are saying. We have joked a long time and quoted the line from Caddyshack where Chevy Chase says, we have a pool and a pond. The pond would be good for you.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley, who is a member of the Licorice Hat Club, he is a country singer. I pulled this quote because it just surprised me about the favorite thing he has on his new property.
We built a pond on our property, which is my favorite piece of the whole property. I mean, I work on that pond like it's like most people work on their yards. I make sure that thing's stocked and healthy and landscape it and put boulders around certain places. I build a sandy beach on it, you know, all that.
Oh, we got rocks and sand. We have a pool and
that
a pond.
That is one of my most favorite pastimes, is to hear people that have like had uber success and what they do with their
money.
Yeah,
that's what he loves. Yes. He built a pond.
Cool.
Surprised me. Last night, they were taped some time ago, but they aired the Soul Train Awards, the 2015 Soul Train Awards. Erykah Badu said that it wasn't going to be about rapping. It was going to be about singing.
Yes.
And I thought this was pretty funny. She pretended to take a phone call on the stage, and she's up there. She said, no rapping, just singing.
And hang on one second. I'm sorry, y'all. Yes. Who is this? Iggy Azalea. Yeah, hey. Oh, no, 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 no. You can come, because what you're doing is definitely not rap. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In fact, yeah. In fact, I'm going to send an Uber for you right now. Yeah. Come on, be outside. Hold on a second. His name, the driver's name is, his name is Carlo. Be outside.
So they sent an Uber, because that's not rap. Here's something, a guy who has been weird for so long and continues to do music that doesn't sound like anyone else's. David Bowie had a new record drop. It's called Black Star.
In the fear of all men. In the fear of all men.
What?
Right?
Oh. Sounds like Iron
this
Butterfly.
Is an example of people that have so much money that they decide to do this.
And freedom.
And yes. It's just wild to me. But you know what? Let's hear it for a man who's now in his late 90s. Yeah, not really.
But this isn't any better than Yoko Ono's record.
You're right. Ooh. But he continues to be weird after all these years. So David Bowie, there's
build
something.
Build a pond.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Go build a pond. Rocks and sand. But there's something not to buy this Christmas. And we close with the, I don't know if you saw the Cincinnati East Carolina game. There were some very peculiar moves on the field. And I like the way this analyst described it.
Beating man coverage with the route, a jerk route, and he jerked him off.
That was one hell of a jerk route.
No.
Close the ball, please. Thank you. That is our show. Mike will be back tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
Sorry for the late post today.
No worries.
We'll be on time tomorrow, we promise.
It's okay.
If you need to get in touch with us, you can always contact us via mail. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Our mailbag is Wednesday this week, and you can email me, Rob, with two Bs. rob@mikeomaraShow.com. Please spread the word about the show. It's the way we get ourselves known, and it is Cyber Monday. Please remember that Amazon link. It means more than you know. So thank you for that in advance. Thank you, Oscar.
Bam, bam, thank you.
Thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mac.
Thank you.
Bacon for everybody.
Yay.
For Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiebeck saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.